好，今天的题目是"现在活着的不再是我"。
No longer I, but Christ lives in me.
我们到底是为了什么而活呢？
What do we live for?
我讲一个故事啊，就是说到一个放牛娃，啊，别人就问他哈，你为什么放牛呢？
There's a story about a young shepherd boy. Someone once asked him, "Why are you herding cattle?"
他说为了赚钱呀。
To make money, he answered.
又问，赚钱又是为了什么呀？
What's the money for?
他说为了将来长大了娶媳妇啊。
To get married one day.
那娶媳妇又是为了什么呀？
And then?
为了生娃娃呀。
To have kids.
那生了娃娃又干什么呢？又是为了什么呢？
And then?
为了放牛啊。
So they can herd cattle.
所以听到这儿呢，我们就会不禁微笑哈，同时呢也会要思考哈，哎，这个孩子他到底为什么而活呢？哎，那我们自己呢？我们自己到底为什么而活呢
？At this point, we might smile, but also begin to reflect: What is this boy really living for? And what about us? What are we truly living for?
我们常常的忙哈。很忙碌啊，很奔波啊，追求各样的东西，事业呀、啊、学业呀、啊、家庭啊、享乐呀。但是这一些目标的背后啊，我们到底有没有一个更深的一个意义啊，更真实的一个意义？有没有比我们自己更大的一个原因，让我们值得为此而活
？We are often busy chasing many things: school, work, family, pleasure. But behind all these pursuits.Is there a deeper, truer meaning? Is there a greater purpose beyond ourselves worth living for?
那洗礼呢，就是生命的一个转折点。
Baptism is a turning point in life.
这一节加拉太书的这个经文呢，啊，在许多人洗礼的时候都会唱出来啊。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The verse in Galatians is often sung during baptism. No longer I, but Christ lives in me.
洗礼不是一个仪式那么简单啊，它是代表一个已经完成了的事实，就是我已经跟基督同钉十字架了。
Baptism is more than just a ritual. It represents a complete truth. I have been crucified with Christ.
什么意思呢？就是说那个老我已经死了，那个被罪捆绑的，那个天天以自己为我为中心而活的那个老我已经跟耶稣同钉十字架了，死了。
What does that mean? It means my old self is dead. The me who was bound by sin and lived only for self has died with Christ on the cross.
耶稣钉十字架不是一件偷偷的隐秘的事情，而是在大庭广众之下公开的、公开发生的事情。同样呢，我们洗礼呢也是一个公开的、一个公开的宣告：现在活着的啊，不再是过去的我了，我是一个新造的人，过去的我已经死了。
Jesus' crucifixion wasn't private; it was public. It was public and open for all to see.In the same way, baptism is a public declaration. I am a new creation. The old me is gone.
那么怎么知道那个老我是不是真的死了呢？是能看出来的。
How do we know if the old self has truly died? We can see it in how we live.
过去我明明知道一件事情是不对的，但是还继续在做。比如说我们就是发脾气啊，撒谎啊。还有打游戏呀，看一些不该看的呀。现在自我中心里面，我们知道都不对，但是呢，难以自拔，还是那么过，那就是老我的活法。
Before we knowingly did wrong, giving in to like anger, lying, gaming addictions, or selfishness, that was the old way of living.
如果是现在不再照着过去那个样子活了，那就是新生命的样子了。那洗礼呢？洗礼不是洗干净啊、哦， 洗礼是埋葬，埋葬那个旧的那个老我，为的是让我可以过一个新的生活。
But now, if we no longer live like that, it's a sign of new life. Baptism is not about being washed clean. It's about being buried. Burying the old self so that we can live a brand new life.
第三个呢，就是基督在我里面活着。
Thirdly is Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
这个是基督徒最大的一个转变哈，人生最大的一个转变，不再是我做主了，而是让基督在我里面做主。换句话说，就是不再是我想干什么就干什么了，而是基督愿意干什么，啊，我就做什么。
This is the biggest shift in the Christian's life. Is it's no longer me who call the shots, but Christ who leads me. In other words, I don't live according to my desire anymore, but according to Christ's desires.
基督的生命就成为我的生命。
His life becomes my life.
基督的价值观就成为我的价值观。
His values becomes my values.
基督的喜好就成为我的喜好。
What he loves, I will love.
基督不喜欢的某些事情，我不去听，我不去看，我不去想，我也不去说。
If Christ wouldn't watch it, I won't watch it. If he wouldn't listen to it, think it, or do it, I won't either.
如果基督热爱什么，我就全力以赴地去追求什么。
If Christ is passionate about something, I will pursue it with all I have.
我们做决定的时候呢，就会开始多想一步。
We begin to make choices by asking.
如果是基督面对这件事情，他会怎么做呢？
What would Jesus do in this situation?
这就是门徒的活法。
This is how a disciple lives.
下一个呢，就是改变生命的信心。
Next is faith in Christ is
信主呢，不是信一下啊，而是为主而活。
Faith in Christ is a daily life, not a momentary belief.
经文说，我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God.
我们还是吃喝呀，还是学习呀，上学呀，还是工作呀，外表跟世界上的人是一样的。
We will eat, study, work. Outwardly, we look the same as before.
但是我们心里已经发生了巨大的转变了，我不再是为我自己而活，而是为信靠耶稣而活了。
But inside something has changed drastically. We no longer live for ourselves, but for the one we trust, Jesus.
真正的信啊，不是口里说信，而是心里面顺服。
Real faith isn't just saying I believe. It's about a heart that surrenders.
如果一个人说我信耶稣，却完全不听主的话，不在意主的心意，这种信呢，只是嘴上说的信，并不是真正改变生命的那个信。
If someone says they believe in Jesus but never listens to his word or care about his heart, that's just lip service. It's not the kind of faith that transforms lives.
下一个是因他爱我。
Next is.Because he loved us.
因他爱我，为我舍己啊！那我们为什么要为主而活呢？答案很简单，就是因为他爱我呀。
Why live for Jesus? The answer is very simple. Because he loved us.
耶稣不是为他自己而来到这个世界的，他是为了我们而来的。他也不是为他自己而死的，他是为我们的罪而死的。
Jesus didn't come for himself. He came for us. He didn't die for himself. He died for us.
他舍弃了荣耀，承担了这个十字架的苦难，就是为了要让我们得自由，得赦免，得永生。
He gave up glory, took on the cross, so that I could have freedom, forgiveness, and eternal life.
耶稣复活，他也是为我复活的，使我不要再被这个罪来辖制，而且有新的生命。
He rose again for me, so that I would no longer be bound by sin, but live a new life.
他的生命呢，就是一个爱，他爱我，他也爱这世界上的每一个人。
His life is love. He loves me, and he loves every person in this world.
耶稣的梦想是什么？就是要每一个人都能听福音，每一个人都能认识他，都能够信主得救。
His dream is for every person to hear the gospel, know him, and be saved.
我们来看这个放牛娃的转变啊，同是一个牛啊，不一样的活法了。
The herd boy's transformation, the same kettle, but with a new purpose.
如果那个放牛娃有一天信了耶稣，会怎么样呢？他的生命一定会不一样了。
If the little shepherd boy came to believe in Jesus, his life would be different.
哎，有人在问他，你为什么放牛呀？
Someone might ask him again, why are you herding cattle?
或者呢，他会说，哦，我要赚钱养家。
He might still say, to earn money for my family.
但是他的心里面他会怎么样？他心里面有个更深的目标，或者他没说出来，但他是这么想的，就是我要借着放牛把福音传给别的放牛娃。
But now, deep in his heart, he knows his greater purpose to share the gospel with other cattle herders.
他的生活内容没有变，牛照样要放，日子照样要过，但是他活着的目的已经改了。
His life routine may look the same.The cow still needs to be heard. The days still go on, but his purpose has completely changed.
他的人生呢，不再是围着他自己打转了，而是有了一个属天的一个方向。
His life is no longer spinning around himself. It is now has a heavenly direction.
是为主而活了，是为人，为别人得救而活了。
To live for the Lord, to live for the salvation of others.
他甚至会想啊，哎，等我长大以后，我成家了，我要把我的孩子教养成一个会传福音的放牛娃。
He may even say, when I have a family, I want to raise children who share the gospel too.
他放这个牛呢，他想，我是为主而放牛的。
His cattle are now heard.For the Lord.
那他的家呢？他是为了要福音啊，传福音而建立起来的家。
And his home is built for the gospel.
那他的梦想呢？就是要让别人也能得救，别人也能听到耶稣而得救。
And his dream is that people may know Jesus.
所以最后结语呢，就是我们是为那爱我、为我舍己的主而活的。
Conclusion, we now live for the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人呢，都可能像那个放牛娃一样，曾经呢，我们过去都是为着自己而打转的。
Yeah, dear brothers and sisters, many of us were like that shepherd boy, once going in circles, living for ourselves.
但是当我们遇见了耶稣以后，当我们接受洗礼，我们跟耶稣同死了，同复活了，我们人生就有了新的方向了。
But once we met Jesus and chose to be baptized, dying and rising with him, our life gained a new direction.
就是现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
愿我们就从这句经文里面找到我们生活的真实的生命的意义。
May we each find our true purpose in this truth.
不再为自己活，而为那爱我们的主而活。
And live not for ourselves, but for the one who loved us.
活成一个有目标的、有价值的、有永恒意义的人生。
A life with purpose, with value.And with eternal meaning.
好，我们一起来祷告。亲爱的天父上帝啊，我们感谢你，谢谢你对我们的拯救，谢谢你让我们能够受洗归在你的名下。我们已经跟我们的主一同死了， 一同埋了，现在我们洗礼起来，现在是活着的不再是我们自己，而是基督在我们里面活着。求你帮助我们每一位信主受洗的弟兄姐妹啊，让我们里面爱你的火能够复燃，让我们重新拾起起初爱你的那种火热，那种信心，那种爱心，也让我们今天刚刚受洗的弟兄姐妹，我们也能够有一个新的开始，新的起点，人生完全不一样了。帮助我们啊，这些弟兄姐妹新生命的成长，坚固我们的信心，让我们真是为你而活，活得是那么的有价值，那么的有使命，那么的有意义，让你的心意能够得着满足。感谢主，也求你带领我们接下来的一个洗礼见证的分享，带领我们，祝福我们。以上的祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。好，这个呢就是我们接下来的受洗见证，那就按照我们洗礼的顺序，我们一共呢是七位啊。那第一位呢，他是望教会的，所以他下午在望教会做见证。那后面这六位呢，是我们教会的，我们就上午来做见证，他们就一个一个的上来哈。是不是有照片放一下？没有，先过哈。好，第一个就是刘雅莹姐妹。
既然你接受耶稣为你个人的救主，我现在是奉圣灵的名为你施洗。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，大家好，我叫刘雅莹，我来自中国成都。七月初呢，我带着孩子一同来到多伦多来探亲。在2001年的时候呢，我在成都一位朋友的一个邀请下，我偶然参加了当地家庭教会的一个聚会。踏入会场时，弟兄姐妹脸上那份平和喜悦，还有他们真诚的赞美与祷告，像一束光照进了我的心里，深深触动了我。也是在那一年，我做了决志祷告。我成长在传统的中国家庭，接受的是无神论的教育。刚步入社会的时候，我把金钱名利作为人生全部的追求，为了升职加薪，常常要牺牲休息的时间加班，然后甚至为此以此为荣。然后那个时候总以为拽住更多的财富，站到更高的位置，才能握住幸福和认可。但是信主后，我才慢慢的明白，耶稣是上帝的独生子，他道成肉身来到世间，传讲爱与宽恕的真理，最后为担当世人的罪被钉死在十字架上，第三天复活，彰显了战胜死亡的权柄。随着对信仰的接触，我对耶稣的认识也逐渐的加深，他不只是历史上的一个人物，更是那位时刻看顾等待我的救主。他的教导里，爱人如己、宽恕仇敌，这些看似简单的话，藏着超越世俗的生命智慧，让我知道真正的富足不在物质，而在心灵的充实与平安。可后来呢，因为没能坚持祷告参加主日崇拜，渐渐疏远了教会，我感觉自己离主越来越远，曾经的世俗追求呢又悄悄爬回来，那些念头与行为重新占据心思，像个迷路的孩子，在漫长的路上找不到方向。生完孩子以后呢，这种状态就越发的严重，压抑和压力会让我白天经常感到很乏力， 然后精神有些萎靡，还出现一些睡眠的一些障碍，我就彻底迷失了，甚至不知道自己是谁。这个时候呢，我才深刻的思考，他怎么能救我呢？原来他的救不是让我躲开生活的难题，而是在我被罪与迷茫的时候困住的时候，用他的恩典拉我出来。他在十字架上的牺牲洗净了我的过犯，让我能脱离罪的辖制，在他里面重新找到生命的意义和力量。直到再次寻求主，我才明白需要转身向家的方向迈步，光就会照进来。原来远离上帝的时候，内心的空洞终究是无法被任何事情所和任何事情和事物所填满的。出发来多伦多之前呢，我心里就有一个有一个声音清晰的告诉我，就是要回到教会参与家那个主日的崇拜。如今深深体会到上帝从未放弃我。当我再次寻求，当他呼唤我回归的声音响起时，他一直就在这里等候。抵达多伦多以后呢，可能奇妙的事情就改变发生了。就是我的这一份压抑的感觉，还有白天的乏力，这些都彻底的不见了。上帝知晓我的恐惧，他释放了我。这次远行分明是主的带领，这改变不只是身体的一个舒展，更是心灵回归以后涌来的平安。特别想在这里感谢韩牧师，是他耐心的接待与教导，恳切的教导，让我在信仰的路上感受到格外的温暖和力量。他在洗礼班中分享的真理，像明灯照亮我前行的脚步，让我更清晰地看见上帝带领从未偏离。这份属灵的关怀让我深知教会这个家的真实含义。能参加这次洗礼班的课程是上帝美好的安排，愿在这段旅程中我能更深认知这位爱我的主，让信仰的根基扎得更牢，不再被世俗的风浪动摇。洗礼班韩牧师他说，洗礼不是终点，而是新生的起点。每次想起这句话呢，我心里便生出一股温柔的力量。只想轻声地说，主啊，谢谢你让我等了这么久。生命记11:11-12中说，你们要过去得为业的内地，乃是有山有谷雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你所眷顾的。从前在黑暗中徘徊的我，如今成了上帝所爱的儿女，这一切都是他的恩典。对我而言呢，洗礼是以过去那个被世俗罪恶缠绕的自己告别，归入基督，得着全新的生命。当我决定接受洗礼，便在众人面前宣告，愿意遵行神的教导，爱人如己，践行真理。亲爱的朋友们，若你也和曾经的我一样，从人生道路上感到迷茫、痛苦和无助，不妨敞开心扉，接受耶稣基督作为你的救主。他会用爱与恩典改变你的生命，让你在他的国度里寻得真正的平安与喜乐。连我这样的人，他都愿意，这样的人都能蒙此恩典，你也可以。好的，谢谢大家，感谢主。
Good morning. My name is Ella Zhao. I was born in an atheist household and knew nothing about God or Christianity until my mom took me to this church one fateful day in October 2018. I was 8 back then. Ever since then, I've believed in Jesus and turned to him whenever I've struggled and needed reassurance or guidance. During my first year, I came back one day from my church class and walked past a room where I saw several people taking the baptism class. I asked my mom, "When can I get baptized?" She answered with, "I think there is a rule where you have to be at least 15. While I am fairly certain that that is not the case now, back then I took her word for it and made it my personal goal to be baptized when I turned 15. Well, here I am now. I actually didn't take this opportunity immediately. I was hesitant because I felt as though I wasn't good enough to do everything God expected me to do. However, when tasked with living up to God's expectations, I doubt any of us will ever feel completely ready. Baptism is just the start of the journey, and I'm eager to follow Jesus for the rest of it. My story isn't anything special. There was no sudden moment when I felt like I had to follow God, nor did he appear to me in my dreams and guide me towards Christianity in a glorious, fantastical way. But I've come to understand that how I got here is not important. What matters most is that I came to God, and that is a miracle in itself. I don't know God all that well yet, but I am willing to obey his word, and I am willing to learn. Whether I am praying for a good math grade or for the courage and strength to chase my dreams, I trust that he hears every prayer and answers it in his own way. I have this verse that provides me comfort and hope whenever I feel uncertain or uneasy about my future. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. It reminds me that I am not walking alone. Even when life feels confusing or overwhelming, God is still with me. I've come to realize that following Jesus does not mean everything will be easy, but it does mean I will never be without hope or guidance. I want to keep growing, keep learning, and keep believing, even when I have questions or doubts. I don't have everything figured out, but I know I don't have to. For the Lord is with me, and that is all I need. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Charles Yuan. I'm an upcoming grade 12 IB student at BU Secondary School, and I'd like to share my testimony. So I was born and raised in a loving Christian home, you know, with both my parents being Christian, you know, and because of that, they would bring me to church every Sunday, and we would also pray at night as a family. So growing up, I was surrounded by all these Christian values, and I like always knew like the right things about Jesus. You know, that he loves us, that he wants a relationship with us, that he died for our sins. But despite all of this, you know, I never really cared to dive deeper. I lived in a Christian environment, but I didn't personally care or know who God truly was. However, everything changed when I entered high school. You know, I started to feel lost. You know, I didn't know who I was or what I wanted. The high school environment, like, felt so much so different, so unfamiliar. You know, I saw people doing things I've been never taught to do, you know, stealing, vaping, doing drugs, stealing on, cheating on people, and chasing approval in all the wrong ways. It made me feel like I was split into two. You know, one side wanted to fit in, to chase what other people were chasing, but the other side, you know, was a small feeling inside telling me to follow the Christian ways, you know, I've always known. I felt conflicted. So during my grade 9s to 10 years, I was honestly like very lukewarm with God. You know, I chased people's approval because I felt lonely. You know, I thought that if I had the right image or enough attention, the emptiness would go away. But, you know, it never worked. In reality, I was drifting away further and further away from God because, you know, I wasn't honest with him or even with myself. Then one day, I came across this verse that really resonated with my situation. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. Like, this verse shook me to my core, because I realized that I had been trying to live in between, you know, not fully for God or not fully for the world either. It was at that moment of realization that I had to make a choice to live for God or for the world. However, that choice wasn't easy, but I tried, you know. In early grade 11, I started to spend more time with God, you know. I became more vulnerable with him, you know. I began praying honestly with him, opening up about the pain, confusion, and guilt I had buried for so long. And for the first time in a while, I felt comfort. Not judgment, just love. However, this journey of accepting God wasn't easy, you know. Along the way, I struggled deeply with self-worth. I kept asking, why me? I'm a sinner. I've sinned so many times. I've chosen the world over you so many times. I don't deserve God's love. These questions confused me. They broke me. You know, how could a holy, perfect God love someone so dirty, so unworthy? You know, I didn't feel deserving. I felt ashamed. I felt distant. But then I stumbled upon this verse. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. Luke chapter 5, verse 8. This verse resonated deeply with my situation because I felt like I was in the same situation as Peter, you know, where I felt ashamed of even being in his presence. And yet, Jesus didn't leave. He didn't reject Peter. He stayed. He called to him. He told him to follow him. This made me understand that God's love doesn't make human sense. You know, we're often used to conditional love, a relationship where I give you this, you give me that. But God's love, it's unconditional. It's almost like how my parents love me. Not because I'm perfect, because I'm theirs. And God's love is greater than that. And that realization made me so happy. That realization that God loves me because I'm his son made me so happy and freed me of any doubts. This journey has taught me many things, you know. And one of the most important things I've learned along the way is that God never said, hey, you got this. But he did say, hey, I'll be with you. And in my opinion, having someone through your highs and lows is more than enough. I used to think that I had to earn God's love, that I had to be perfect, that I had to fix myself. But God said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I now know that faith is a choice. It's choosing to receive God, choosing to receive the gift that God has already offered, even when you feel unworthy, even when you're still struggling. And in choosing him, I've discovered joy in him. Just like in Psalms 37, verse 4, it says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, this verse is my favorite. It's my anchor. Because when I choose to delight in God and not in the world, not in people's approval or temporary highs, he gives me peace, purpose, and love that the world can never, never offer. So you don't need to have crazy miracles in your life to know or believe in God. You don't need to be perfect either. All you need to do is to be willing. Take the leap of faith. God's already reaching out to you. All you need to do is reach back. Thank you for listening.
My name is Jalen, and today I'd like to share my testimony with you guys. My family started attending church in 2014 when I was 3. We attended church every Sunday. I have very vague memories of this church since I was very young. After 2 years, we decided to move to a closer, more local church, which is where we are today. From a young age, I've been learning about Jesus through Bible stories, songs, and Sunday school lessons. I was always fascinated by the stories. especially when David beat Goliath with a single slingshot. I had a strong belief in God and enjoyed learning more about Him. But when I was in fourth grade during the pandemic, I felt like my relationship with God weakened. Since it was online, it didn't feel the same. I started to become a naughty kid, saying and doing bad things. However, my brother then disciplined me. He had a serious talk with me to remind me of who I really was and the kind of person I wanted to become. I knew he was right. That conversation changed me and helped me start making better choices. That night, I prayed to God for forgiveness. I decided to get baptized this year because I felt ready. I don't know why this year, but something just clicked. I felt like I've been waiting for too long. I've been dreaming of getting baptized since I was very young. I still remember when my brother and I used to take baths together as little kids. We would always pretend to baptize each other. It was such a fun and amusing experience. I waited a long time for this moment, and now it feels real. Baptism isn't just a dream from when I was little. It's a choice I'm making to follow Jesus. I still have a lot to learn, but I'm ready to live the way God wants me to. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 connects to my story. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. Even when I made mistakes and drifted away, God gave me a fresh start getting God gave me a fresh start. Getting baptized means I'm choosing to leave the past behind and live a new life with Jesus. You can also decide to have a fresh start and follow Him. Thank you for listening.
Hi, my name is Megan, and I'm currently 15 years old. I was born into a loving Christian family, and at an early age, I started going to church every Sunday. But personally, as a child, I don't think I really ever understood what being a Christian truly meant. And my general perspective of the church was just having fun with my friends. So obviously, I was super happy to go, and my relationship with God grew continuously. But then, fast forward a couple of years, COVID-19 had spread crazily around the world, and Sunday school was no longer in person, it was online. I think this is one of the biggest factors that pulled me away from this loving community that I'd been a part of for so many years. At first, I did attend the online Zoom meetings consistently, but at some point, I stopped being as engaged, and I became distracted by my computer and other things around me. This was me turning away from God and this community that I loved for so many years. It hurt me because I genuinely did not enjoy logging into the Zoom meeting every week, and it almost felt like a burden. And looking back, I realized how immature I was being only in grade 4, and I failed to recognize the importance of keeping a healthy relationship with God. Because of my actions, I stopped going to church, and it was really hard for my family to motivate me because of the unfortunate personal struggles we are facing. I never deeply reflected on that time I was away from God, but thinking back now, I had so much trouble with my friends at school, and as a person, I was so impatient and selfish. I was also really emotionally unstable, and I remember getting stressed really easily. But I'm so beyond grateful that God never gave up on me. One day, my mom suddenly encouraged me to join this program called Bible Quizzing that was hosted within our church, and I was reluctant because I'd been slowly straying away from God, and I was really ashamed of myself. For some reason, I said yes, and I can't put into words the amazing memories I've had with the team, but simply I felt like I had found my place in God's family again. And I never felt happier. I started going to church every Sunday again, and I felt this change outside of church as well. Earlier, I spoke about my immaturity, impatience, and selfishness, which began to change as I reconnected with God. I found myself acting more in kindness and empathy, and I feel like this just shows how much God loves each and every one of his children, and that he is always and will always believe in us. I recognize that I'm a sinner and that I turned away from Christ, but like a shepherd to his flock, he called and brought me back. He forgave me and he accepted me even when I didn't accept or believe in myself. In the present, I'm definitely far from perfect, as I often find myself prioritizing my school and extracurriculars over spending time at church, but I'm really trying my best to find balance because I know I want to spend the rest of my life living for God. I'm so excited to take this step into a new life and a new journey, embracing a new identity. This is a verse. The Lord makes firm the steps of one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Psalm chapter 37, verses 23 to 24. Thank you.
Your personal Savior.
I know,
baptizing you,
the Father,
the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
I'm Olivia. I was born and raised in a loving Christian home. Once my parents could, I was going to church with my mom, dad, and sister. I grew up surrounded by the knowledge of Christ, and I also went to a Christian school. For as long as I can remember, people around me told me about God and his love for me. I continued to go to church every week until 2019, when COVID hit. I was only 8 when everything shut down, including church. I gradually stopped going to church and stopped learning about the Bible. I did a year of online school and moved in grade 4 to a public school, Claude Watson. I didn't pray as much, and honestly, I lost a lot of the faith I once had because of all the restrictions COVID-19 had. I had to make a whole new set of friends after school was back in person, and I was so focused on being liked and having friends, I almost forgot about the one who always was and always would be there for me, Jesus. This year, I started going to the church again with my mom, and it was one of the best decisions. I actually started to enjoy going to church again, like when I was going to the Vaughn Alliance Church, our church before this. I didn't feel forced to go to church anymore, and I actually wanted to show up and learn about God every week. I continued to grow my relationship with Christ, and getting baptized was something I was thinking about throughout the year, and I'm very happy that it's happened. Jesus Christ died on the cross to save me from my sins, and I'm ready to take the step with my faith and relationship with God. Thank you for listening.